Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Thanksgiving Eve. Saintsgiving Eve. Saints taking on the Buffalo Bills tomorrow night, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Scott Alexander at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines at 504-260-1870. Starting with today's Saints injury report for tomorrow's matchup against the Buffalo Bills. No Alvin Kamara, he's out. Tano Passanio is out. Ryan Ramczyk is out. Marcus Davenport is out. Teron Armstead is questionable along with Mark Ingram.
Now, you know what fans would have a problem? Because I think Kamara's maybe hurt more than we were led on to believe. I mean, they wasn't hiding anything. It's just that his knee, you got to be able to run. You got to be able to cut.
The other thing, too, Bob, is sometimes when you have a knee injury, you've had it, you think you can come back, but it still gives you issues.
Well, yeah, you got to be able to run. Remember, you got to cut. You got to cut hard. It's not like you're going to walk in the park.
It's the torque.
The knee and that ankle. And the pressure. And then
just telling you.
The one is disappointing, though. I mean, he was outstanding against the Eagles. When did Davenport get hurt in the Eagles game? Did you see him get hurt? I didn't see him get hurt.
I remember him getting hurt, but I don't remember the exact play.
I mean, did he go in the tent? No, you see who goes in the tent, who's not in the tent, and all that kind of stuff.
But I know this. If Marcus Davenport had the durability of Cam Jordan, he's getting paid.
Well, he
can still get paid anyway.
No, but I'm talking about with his ability and his opportunity to produce. We know his ability, but Cam Jordan hasn't missed a game since his rookie year.
If he would be like Cam Jordan based on his ability right now, he'd be the highest paid defensive end in the league.
Or one of them. With Aaron Donald.
With Aaron Donald's still more in the middle. Now, I'm not talking about D-line. I'm talking about edge guys. We still view Davenport as edge guy.
Aaron wants to be considered an edge guy because he gets paid more.
Yeah, but he's still
– he's really an interior player.
Yeah, D-tackle. But, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, guys, I'm going to throw this. It's a little bit of a trivia question, but Jeff Kerr came up with this. The most quarterback sacks on Thanksgiving in NFL history. Who do you think is 1, 2, 3?
Well, it'd probably be someone that either played with Dallas or Detroit.
Well, you got it,
Charles Haley.
Well, the reason why I say that, because they play every damn Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving.
Now, we're playing on Thanksgiving as a
league. But I don't think you'd get the top one. It's Ezekiel Ansah.
With Detroit.
With 8.5 sacks on Thanksgiving Day. Number two, Randy White. Former Dallas Cowboys. NFL Hall of Famer.
Christian, you know what Randy White's nickname was?
Manster.
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 Like man and monster.
Right.
Or man, born monster.
I got you.
But number three, Cam Jordan, 6.5.
Well, he must have got that as of recent because
against
that's
Atlanta,
the
whenever they played
Atlanta.
The Falcons.
Yeah. Man, he rolled it up. But just think of that. Those guys were playing every Thanksgiving.
Right.
Detroit, Dallas. And you're right about that. But Ansah is 8.5, Randy White 8, Cam Jordan 6.5. The number four guy, you'd never get it.
Was he on the Lions or Dallas or
Tracy Scroggins with 6? Just think about that.
I've heard of that name, but I can't even recall.
Mike, it's bash rusher.
Yeah,
and Tony Tolbert with 6.
Whoa, I wouldn't have guessed that.
So it goes to show you, man. For whatever reason, you look at that list and Randy White's in the NFL Hall of Fame, and Cam Jordan. But the rest of the guys, you say that to Scroggins, Colbert, Ensign?
Well, I have two good things. What? Two things positive for the Who Dat Nation going to the break. The last five times we played the Bills were 5-0. Okay, I kind of like that. And we all know Sean Payton. The Saints are 3-0 in Thanksgiving games under Payton. So,
I like that.
So that's some good karma.
Eat some turkey. Eat some bison.
And right. We don't need to be Thanksgiving, like Saintsgiving. We don't need to be giving anything to the Bills. No, we need to eat all the food. Give them the bone.
Right. Or the that. Bone. Odyssey Betting Insider will join us after the break. If you're looking for some action on this weekend's college and NFL games, we got you covered with Ryan Horvath next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. We welcome in now Ryan Horvath, host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvath. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks do not want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Week 12 of the NFL season, Ryan, and man, it seems like this has been a bit of a strange season in general, just with so many teams kind of middle of the pack, and some teams are starting to jump out ahead. It's been a little bit different.
It really has. It's been really a weird season, only that, like, I remember growing up, like, there was four teams, that it seemed, every year
right.
that could legitimately win a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, growing up for me, it was the San Francisco 49ers, and I grew up a Green Bay Packer fan, and you always knew that they had a shot, you know, with Brett Favre, and you knew the Broncos would be in the equation.
Steelers.
Although it took Elway forever, you know.
Steelers, yeah.
And now it's like, it's like, man, now we don't really know who's any good. Like, I like this Bengals team a lot, but I still think to succeed, you kind of have to go through like those, like, kind of like what the Bills have had to go through, like those playoff failures. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then with the Bills, like, this should be their year. And a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this team, like, man, they're the best team in the AFC. Look at the point differential, plus 150. They're not just beating teams, they're beating up on teams. There were a couple bad losses, like the one to the Jags, but still. And then last week, again, like, I'm not really sold on the Bills, so it's been a weird season. If you like underdogs, this has been your year. They're cashing at an unreal rate, and we still really don't have any clue who's any good.
And, Ryan, you look before the season, unless you were a diehard Cardinals fan, a lot of people picking them to finish fourth, the NFC West being the toughest division. You look at the Rams, they're all in right now. You look at the 49ers, they were going to have all their injured players back, and you look at Seattle, where they're at right now. Then what's been impressive with the Cardinals is that they won a couple of games without Kyler Murray.
With Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy. That's impressive to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great example that, like, none of us know anything. We can right. do all the research. We could watch every single game. I go back and watch every single game on Game Pass. You know, even if it's the Jets and the Dolphins, I'm going back and at least watching the condensed version. I'm going through the box score. I'm going through the stats. We're going through the metrics. But when it comes down to it, I said this before the season. I said, man, the Rams are going to be good. And some people didn't believe in Matthew Stafford. Maybe that's right because he only has 9 career wins against teams with winning records. I said the Seahawks aren't going to be very good because that defense isn't very good. And Russell Wilson can't always be the deodorant that covers up that stink that that organization's been since the Legion of Boom broke up. And then, you know, you have the 49ers who – maybe some people think that Kyle Shanahan's overhyped. I think he's a great play caller. I don't know that he's a great head coach. He's had the 1 year, and then they've been pretty beat up since. But Arizona's a great example that we don't know anything because preseason, I said Cliff Kingsbury is going to be looking for work after the season. Last week, again, with Colt McCoy, guys, as his starting quarterback, perfect game plan. He keeps finding ways to win games. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury's good. And, right. and maybe Pete Carroll's no longer any good. Like, we don't know anything, but Arizona's a great example of that. They continue to find ways to win. And last week I was so excited because I had the Seahawks as 3-point underdog.
Oh.
They closed this 3-point favorite and still got beat by 10 with Russell Wilson back going against Colt McCoy. So it's been a crazy year, and Arizona's the perfect example of a team that's kind of proved everybody wrong.
Okay, Ryan, I hate to give up more than a touchdown in a game, but tomorrow – Bobby ain't going to like this, but I really like the Cowboys over the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders look like they're in free fall at this particular point. They're not converting anything on third down. They can't stop anybody. Their running game is sort of null and void. And you know, the Cowboys had a, you know, it wasn't a great game against the Chiefs, and Chiefs deserved to win that game, but I like them tomorrow against the Raiders.
You know, I do too, and I feel like the Raiders are going to end up being a very popular pick, and I feel like, you know.
Because it's more than a touchdown.
Because it's more than a touchdown, exactly.
It's 7.5. And
so what I'm hoping is that maybe the public run out there, they bet it so much that we get a 6.5 or we at least get a 7, but I think this is a perfect bounce-back opportunity for Dallas. And I can't bet money right now on this Raiders team because of everything that's going down with that organization. You had the John Gruden thing, the terrible situation with Henry Ruggs. And now, I mean, you know, your deep threat is DeSean Jackson, who we saw a couple weeks back. He literally lost his mind, you know, and hit the spin button if you're playing a video game and fumbled the ball. I don't think that that's a very good team right now. And it stinks because I really did like what they were doing in the beginning of the season, you know. And right now, I think Dallas is a good team. You know, the injury situation and the COVID situation scares me a little bit. But coming off of that stinker they had last week, I expect them to bounce back. And again, I feel like this is a week where if you like underdogs, wait until the last minute. Or if you like a team that you think is going to be a very popular underdog, like a team like the Raiders, you know, even though Dallas is typically a public team, just because so many people are going to be gambling this weekend, you know, especially like if you're sitting at the dinner table, your aunt's telling you about the casserole recipe, you don't really care. You're going to pull that phone out and go over to the BetMGM app. So that's the one thing to be careful with, you know, especially those chasing situations, the public favorites. You know, like, I'd be careful if you like the Buffalo Bills, I'll tell you that, because I already played the Saints, and I waited, and now with the Kamara news, I mean, that really stinks. I just think Sean Payton will come up with the perfect game plan, and I bought it at 7 because it's at 6 right now and paid minus 135 juice. I wouldn't be shocked if they won that game. People are hyping up the Bills, but this is a weekend to be careful just because the public's out, and they're going to be betting a lot of money. So this is a weekend where you really got to be careful, you know. But I'm completely with you on that one. I do think the Cowboys beat up on the Raiders. And I think the Raiders are going to have a rough couple weeks coming up.
And, Ryan, boy, you bring up Saints and Bills. And looking at the local teams, it seems like it's been 6.5. You said you got, you know, the Saints with 7. But I'm looking at LSU, A&M. I want to say that was like 6. You look Tulane at Memphis, 6.5. So that magic number is 6. And we all underdogs over the holidays, but the one thing, if you'd have told me that before, now you don't know about injuries at all, before the season started, I don't think this ever happened under Sean Payton, that they would be underdogs in the Caesars Superdome back-to-back games. That's going to happen in the Bills. It's going to happen next Thursday night against Dallas.
I know. And like with the Saints being dogs in the dome, like I still just can't believe it. And especially just because like we look at the last decade, like that's when you know things are changing. And this is what makes me a little bit nervous, guys, as a football fan, because like I brought up, I'm a Green Bay fan. And so I grew up with Brett Favre. I didn't have to go through the bad years. And then I went right over to Aaron Rodgers, you know, and despite like, I mean, there's been a couple bad years, like where he goes down with a collarbone injury and I've had to watch Brett Hundley for a couple games. But I've been blessed with great quarterback play, as have the Saints with Drew Brees. And it was so weird when I really was like, wow, things are changing, was when they were underdogs and I was all over the Saints. And I was on this show and I said, guys, they're going to beat Tampa Bay. But it was just so weird to see them that big of dogs at home, you know, in the dome where,
right,
man, like, nobody wants to go there and play the Saints. So it is crazy. I'll be looking to play some dogs this weekend in college football. I don't know what to do with LSU. You know, you look at this spot, I don't like betting against A&M just because they are so tough defensively. But they've been up and down all season long. And here's where, okay, does LSU, are they just looking to get into the offseason and, hey, we're starting fresh? You know, some guys may leave the program. We already lost some recruits. We're just going to start fresh and let's just kind of like mail it in. Or are they going to go out there and try to win one more for Coach O? You guys probably know better than me.
All I know is they hate Texas A&M from Ogeron all the way on down. That there's something there that sticks them pretty good from back to that 7 overtime game and Jimbo Fisher's name constantly being brought up. And come on, that get under your skin after a while. And I think LSU is going to go toe-to-toe with them.
Well, they went.
I don't know if they can win.
They went toe-to-toe.
But their defense can play.
Look at the point
well.
Spread. They went toe-to-toe with Alabama. And I think if you make the throws, you have a chance to win that game.
I completely agree. I'm like it, and we'll see how my weekend goes, you guys, because like I said, you know, you got the dinner table and whatnot. I might even take a shot with them on the money line in this game, but I would not be shocked if they did win this game. Again, and this is going to be a spite bet for me because I am a big Coach O fan. I'll tell you, that team a couple years back, I was a huge Joe Burrow guy, and I'm so jealous that Ja'Marr Chase isn't a Green Bay Packer. Not that I ever thought that was ever going to be the case, but a couple years back when Green Bay took Jordan Love, I really wanted them to move up for Justin Jefferson, and you guys saw why last Sunday. He's my favorite receiver in the NFL. Him and Chase, I mean, so I will be betting on LSU just because I do love that program. I like Coach O. I don't care what anybody says. And I can't stand Jimbo. Hell of a coach, but, you know, he's cost me money. I bought into them to start the season because of that defense.
You hit the sore point. He's cost you money.
Well, that's always a bad feeling. The thing is, when A&M thinks they're really relative, they're not even Mississippi State champs. Yeah. They lost to Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Ryan, we got to run. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
That was Ryan Horvat, the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Deuce McAllister is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Hey, folks. Bobby Hebert and Cajun Cannon here. Sports betting is coming to Louisiana, and there's no better place to get in on the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook. To celebrate, FanDuel is giving you $100 in free site credit when you register early. That's right. Register, verify now, and you'll receive a free $100 bonus when we're live. Look at the magic number, same six and a half for the local teams. They're all underdogs, all dogs. You look at the New Orleans Saints, the LSU Fighting Tigers, the Tulane Green Wave. So you might want a little game of that. Why not go for the underdogs in the holiday and have the holiday spirit and help the home folks? But FanDuel Sportsbook is safe, secure, and 100% legal and regulated. The app is easy to use. They're always hooking you up with great offers. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. No, not number two, not number three, but number one. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and register now to get $100 in free site credit. FanDuel is the official partner of WWL Radio.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Bobby, you got your wish, huh?
Damn right I got my wish. Listen, you and the wife might be in an argument, and she might tell you, I'm not cooking tomorrow. I'm not cooking. Well, just go along with the flow and say, honey, listen, I'm sorry, you don't have to cook. So just go to Rouse's and let them do all the hard work. Rouse's cooking for me on Thanksgiving. The Saints radio broadcast crew here tomorrow, and we will have turkey, mashed potatoes, cornbread dressing, shrimp merloton. Rouse's is going to make us feel like we're at home as we're working. So thank you to Rouse's Market. So, Christian, I like that when, you know, it's kind of you throw your wife a bone and, honey, I've been doing this for years, and I want a break. Well, just go to Rouse's Supermarkets, and they'll take care of you, and you will not be disappointed in their Thanksgiving meal.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. We're going to link up with Deuce McAllister here shortly on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. We find Hollywood. Go ahead, Hollywood. You're on WWL.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all.
Same to you, Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood, are you concerned or what? Because we want players to be healthy and available. Now, it's a short week, but I think you wanted to comment on this. I think we're all somewhat surprised. We maybe knew about Kamara, where Ryan Ramczyk, Teron Armstead, but all of a sudden now Davenport, who was our best defensive player against the Eagles, now he's not playing against Buffalo.
Well, I'm concerned because Davenport's never healthy for a whole season. I don't know if he can make a whole season.
He can't even make half a season. He plays right, like a handful of games, five, six games.
I'm gonna give you an example of that rookie. What's his name? Collins? How you say his name? The one I just called it?
You talking about Passanio?
Tano Passanio?
Tano Passanio? Yeah, that rookie, that offensive lineman that's throwing, he's out for
the
year.
Oh, no, the one from Kentucky.
Landon Young.
Yeah, right. No, he's hurt. But he played hurt. The doctors are amazed that he even stayed in the game. Talk about a warrior. Now, I know
no,
that's
he's
gonna,
a tough dude.
That's going to go a long way with the Saints in the future.
For sure.
That now, you got. It's hard to answer the bell, but look, Hollywood, he gets hurt and we're counting on him. We just, I don't know if we've ever been this snake bit. Can y'all remember on the Sean Payton, or even kind of maybe in Saints history, we've had this many injuries we're dealing with?
Again, in 2009.
Not on one side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And key players
on
is the
fields,
other
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
In 2009, they had similar, I mean, I can't remember exactly, but they had an inordinate amount of people
but
on IR.
But it was
IR.
The depth, right?
Right. And they had a lot of depth on that team in general, but this year doesn't have as much depth.
Well, it's like our stars. Michael Thomas, Offensive Player of the Year at one time.
So, bottom line is, we can put that next man up in the shelf, right?
Yes.
It don't apply.
No, the next man up.
That's great for coaches.
Who's the next man?
Yeah, yeah, it depends on who the next man is. But, again, that's great coach stuff. They tell it to the media. They tell it to the fans. And then they repeat it. But if that next man was that good, he'd be playing. And bottom line is, sometimes there's a big drop-off between the starter and the backup, and you're seeing it.
Bobby, well, Mike,
you know, the only thing, Christian, like Mike saying, next man up and all, and that's why I would have maybe have given the defense a pass, because that miserable performance against the Philadelphia Eagles offense,
healthy.
But there was only one guy out, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Everybody else was playing,
yeah,
and we got embarrassed.
Did you guys see the reaction of Aaron Rodgers, how he responded when he was asked about the COVID toe rumor?
He was so on, he wanted to show everybody his toe.
Yeah, he was on Zoom, so he takes off his shoe, puts his foot on the desk, and points to, hey, I'm dealing with a fracture, not COVID toes. Because, you know, there were some reports that, you know, COVID can impact your toes kind of curling up a little bit. But, yeah, he on Zoom – put his foot on the table, barefoot, said, look right here. This is where it's fractured.
No, pre-COVID, post-COVID, you can have turf toe. And it's his big toe, right, Christian?
It's the big toe.
Big toe. Deion Sanders retired early because of his big toe.
Deion's,
you can't run.
Deion's in a wheelchair today, an electric one, going around the stadiums because he got operated. I think this is the fourth surgery for Deion on that big toe. And he told somebody that knows both him and you that, man, he's concerned about that big toe.
No, because even when you walk in, your stability and all that, and then you're going to try and play, oh, just your big toe, tape it up. No, it doesn't work that way.
Even when you coach it, it doesn't work that way.
Greg, the fireman in Madisonville. Go ahead, Greg. You're on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk at Text Lines. Welcome to Sports Talk on WWL.
Hey, guys. I hope you all doing well. A couple years ago, my little boy Cooper called in and asked Bobby why he couldn't be Drew's backup and cut Bobby out. I don't know if y'all remember that or not. Well, Cooper has another question for you, Bobby. So here he is. This is Cooper from Madisonville. Here's the question.
Hey, Bobby. Who's the best running back ever in the Saints history? And don't let Deuce influence it.
Okay, the best running back in Saints history, I'd have to say skill set. I would say Alvin Kamara. Yes. Then have Deuce and then Dalton Hilliard. But, you know, like Chuck Muncy,
Chuck was the most talented.
Chuck Muncy might be the most talented ever.
Ever.
Ever. Now, who I played with a short time, and he was the AFC Rookie of the Year with the Kansas City Chiefs, Joe Delaney. He was a world-class sprinter. He could catch the ball and all that. Now, he ended up in the early 80s, you know, he drowned in that tragic accident.
I'd agree with you on Alvin.
But just because the way the game is and what he can do now.
A lot of these conversations, though, are generational, right?
Yeah, the game changes.
It is. I think Alvin could have played in the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Well, the same thing with the dudes, Joe Delaney, Chuck Muncy. Chuck Muncy could play today. He'd be dominant.
My thing is, you played with Joe. You look at Alvin. Aren't they built the same? Joe Delaney and
Alvin. Yeah, but Alvin can't. Joe can run backwards, and Alvin Kamara couldn't catch him. Joe Delaney was a world-class sprinter. They won the 400-meter relay, I'm telling you. Now, the only one I saw faster than Joe Delaney was Mark Super Duper, who was Dan Marino setting all records. But you know what's crazy? When they won the 400-meter relay at LSU, NCAA champs, that Delaney could beat Mark Duper in a 40, but not a 60. Now, I'm not talking about even 100-meter, 200-meter. Duper got faster, 200-meter and all that. But in a 40, Delaney could take care of Duper. No, I was fortunate. I was around great talent. I mean, I just looked at it yards after the catch. Get their hands on the ball, you make you look good.
My thing is, and you go back to that time frame, who the hell was recruiting for LSU?
Well, what was that? I'm trying to think for Monroe. Jerry Stovall? Was that the time? I know Alan Richard was the quarterback at LSU then from Slidell.
Man, I don't know who the recruiting coordinator is, but if it's you, Duper,
Delaney.
And Delaney all end up at Northwestern, and then you look at McNeese, what they had with Buford.
Buford, Jarn. Yeah, Stephen Starling. Well, we played McNeese one game that Rusty Gilbo and all.
And Gary Reasons. He's a Texas guy.
They had seven NFL players.
On Thanksgiving Eve and Saintsgiving Eve, Bobby, Mike, and Christian here on Sports Talk. Favorite Thanksgiving Day side? Go.
I can eat that every day, though. It's not Thanksgiving. I love me some mashed potatoes.
I figured that.
To me, sometimes the more butter, you know, you can't put almost too much butter. But mashed potatoes.
No such thing as too much butter. That's a bunch of BS.
Who doesn't like mashed potatoes?
Right.
I mean, I'd like to know somebody doesn't like mashed potatoes.
Not boxed.
Homemade.
Yeah, homemade.
Real mashed potatoes.
Man, for me, it's easy. Cornbread dressing.
Mm. Thank you.
Cornbread dressing. Man.
That's mine, too. I could eat that. I remember, gosh, I made some. This is when Hokie was alive, and we were out at Saints camp doing, I think, the fans and the pros. And I had leftover, and I brought it in. And I think Hokie ate almost, it's in a big sheet pan, I guess, and he ate half of it, like, in one sitting. Just sat there throughout the show. It was just grazing on it all day long.
So what do y'all, cornbread dressing. So what do y'all think about, you know, dessert? And to me, because you would eat this year-round because it's healthy for you, and depending on how you prepare it, like a sweet potato. Okay, to me, you know, you have a baked potato, yeah. A sweet potato is good. Like pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin pie.
That's so overrated.
I agree.
Do you think that's better than sweet potato pie? Come on.
I would prefer pumpkin pie over sweet potato
pie. Okay, well, why don't you eat it year-round? Why you just wait for Thanksgiving to eat pumpkin pie
if it's
so damn
available?
Good? If it's so damn good, but sweet potatoes you eat year-round. Nobody eats no damn pumpkin year-round.
True.
Now, think about
it. I'm with you on that.
Nobody does. Think about it.
But
come over for you know, this weekend, my mom made some pumpkin pie. You're not high-fiving.
No, right.
I mean, come on.
Now, cheesecake, though.
Yeah, cheesecake.
Cheesecake's
different.
A different story. That's a different story.
But I'm just thinking how, you know, they're both orange.
Yeah.
When you think sweet potato,
man,
pumpkin
homemade
pie.
Pecan pie.
Oh, no, that's the best. Hell with sweet potato.
I'm just telling you. I threw the trump card down. You're 21. It's over.
Pecan pie, and not pecan. You know, that's
from
Georgia's pecan.
Yeah.
Pecan pie, and you put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on that. You can make a meal out of that. Now, you can't eat that every day, obviously.
No, that's not. Wouldn't
but it would still taste good.
It would. Shrimp and Marlaton?
That's okay. I like the shrimp. I mean,
the shrimp. Marlaton got no taste to it.
To me, that's overrated, too.
You think?
It's just a filling. It's a filling. Yeah, that's a poor man's food. We've all been poor one time, so you're just trying to fill your belly. You know, there's a lot of things that you think that your ancestors
ate. Scott is vehemently disagreeing with you about.
Y'all haven't had the right kind, obviously. Shrimp Marlaton? Come on.
No, the shrimp.
I'll have those two and call it a day.
Okay. But if you eat Marlaton by itself,
it got no taste. It's like eating a handkerchief.
It is no taste. It is based on a filling. That's just to
we got
keep
two of the biggest
full.
Foodies in the room right here, Mike and Bobby.
We got the bellies to match too.
No, the thing is, it's just a filling when you think about it. And old school, you want everybody to be happy and all that. You don't want them to be hungry. So a lot of times...
It is a filler now.
So that's why you'd always scrape the bottom of the pot and then just put that that grease over rice. And then I was hungry. I'm not hungry anymore. It's not necessarily
We'll discontinue
good for
the
you.
Food show and get back to Sports Talk next hour. This is Saints Radio, WWL.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.